T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Shortlist. Why on God's green earth would you nominate someone who is a human geyser of misinformation?
Okay, I want to do video depictions of It's a Wonderful Life.
These guys intentionally perpetrated this crime.
But we're not just going to sit there and take no for an answer, and so we're going to figure out what we can do.
Kale tastes to me like I'd rather be fat.
Senator John Kennedy out electioneering yesterday for Herschel Walker down in Georgia and reeled off another one of those gems that will have to go into the vault for future use, for sure. Glad you're back with us on this Tuesday morning. It is cold outside. It's foggy. Be careful. Sue Thomas will get you to work if you're having any questions about which route to take. Normally, we would say if you're near a river, you're going to have some fog. It's foggy everywhere. I think they've even put out a warning about it this morning.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. It's a mess. We'll keep an ear to the traffic for you, though. Don't worry about that. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, speaking of Georgia and Herschel Walker, we're going to get to Stephen Rabb and talk to him a little bit more about the Georgia runoff race that's going on. Polls opened down there a couple hours ago. They go till 7 o'clock tonight, Eastern time. And hopefully we have some results. Going to be a tight one. We're going to talk more about that coming up. Right now, though, I want to switch gears and get to our friend Jeff Manasso with Fox News Radio. He's been covering this court case out in the state of Oregon, which could end up having some pretty wide-ranging impacts on places like Illinois, for example, where you have to register in advance with a firearms ID card in order to go buy a gun. And they're trying to institute something like that in the state of Oregon. Jeff, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning to you. Yeah, firearm sales have exploded in Oregon over Measure 14. You're talking about your traffic earlier. It's the same thing. Parking lots and gun stores are jammed up. It's chaos in that state as people are trying to get guns, ammunition, even clips before this law was supposed to take effect December 8th. But now you've got the attorney general in the state of Oregon, a Democrat, who is asking a judge for a delay for 2 months because this bill, this measure that passed, that voters approved in November by just a little over 50 percentage points. A half point they approved this. And so now it goes into law. It bans mags more than 10 rounds and mandates the creation of a permit to purchase system that includes fingerprinting, hands-on firearm training from an instructor who's been certified by law enforcement. We're told the permits can cost up to $100, and this under this measure, it could last about 5 years for the new background check required for each gun purchase. So, kind of a long and arduous process, and we're waiting to see what the judge has to say, whether or not he's going to delay this, because law enforcement in Oregon under this new law, they become the permitting agency, and they're just saying, hey, look, we're not ready for this. We don't have any implementation of the process working. We need more time to get this right. So we'll see what happens.
And the argument by the people that brought the suit, the Firearms Federation and a sheriff and a gun store owner, all argued, look, all of this stuff it violates the Second Amendment. The Supreme Court was, I thought, fairly clear on it in their last ruling on some of these issues. I assume that's the gist of the argument against it.
Well, that's so that those are two separate things, because, you know, the NRA and others that you mentioned are suing over this measure 114, calling it unconstitutional. But until a decision or a trial takes place and a hearing takes place on that, the law, the measure will be implemented. Whether or not it's going to go into effect December 8th, or if there's going to be a 2-month pause by a judge to allow more time to get it, you know, for state officials to be able to get it right. We shall see, but the long, you know, the battle over this law is going to continue for probably a long time, as you mentioned, people are suing,
which explains the people rushing to gun stores, because once that takes effect, if the mechanism is not in place to accommodate someone who wants to buy a gun, they're just going to have to basically end gun sales in Oregon, correct?
Well, there's the fear among gun enthusiasts and Second Amendment supporters that would in fact happen, but
yes,
they're not taking any chances, and so that's why there's a rush on gun stores to get supplies now before December 8th.
Oh, it makes sense. It really does. Jeff Manasso, thanks for explaining that to us. That's a complicated story out there.
You bet.
All right, we'll talk soon, Jeff Manasso from Fox News Radio. There's a challenge to the FOID cards in Illinois. You know that, because the thought is, why do I have to jump through hoops in Illinois, then jump through hoops again with a background check with the ATF in order to go get a firearm? Sort of skips over the your right to keep and bear arms shall not be a bridge. It should be unabridged, right?
Right.
Why do you have to do that twice? Illinois requires it, and they're in court now trying to fight that in light of the last gun ruling by the Supreme Court. If they rule out there at some point before this other one gets decided, that's bound to put the FOID card in question.
So what will you need in Illinois to get a gun? You need a background check, and then you need a card?
Just like anybody else. If I'm a lawful resident of the state of Missouri and I want to buy a gun, I go to my local gun store. I take the form, I fill out the form 4473. I get my criminal background check. If it comes back clean, you can purchase the gun.
Right.
In Illinois, you have to go through first a background check and a bunch of paperwork with the state of Illinois, who then graces you with a firearms owner identification card, which you then must present to the gun store, and then go through the form 4473 and the background check in order to buy a gun.
That's
so
ridiculous.
Illinois residents have to go through a double standard in order to get the same rights I have in Missouri. I think they win that lawsuit hands down.
I would think so.
Quite frankly.
I just went through that.
And
I got
yet,
my gun.
Imagine that with all those restrictions, Chicago is one of the murder capitals of the United States. Because what these idiots don't understand is that criminals don't pay attention to the law, hence the word criminal.
Right.
They don't care what the law is. And they're not going to gun stores to buy their guns.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what the point has been all along.
I know. I know. You just had a great experience, right?
I had a wonderful experience.
Going to the range for some training.
Yeah. And it was the first time. I mean, I went through the training. Then I went and shot. I think Vinny had like 13. And he's a trainer there at the range. And I must have gone through maybe 13, 14 different guns. And then we narrowed it down to the one that I felt comfortable with.
Yes.
So then I went ahead and bought that gun. And so in doing so, before I did that, I had to go through the background check, fill that out. They came back. It was clean. Got the gun.
Thank goodness.
Yes. Well, thanks.
Because you're always a little nervous when they hit that
Mark,
that
as you know, sometimes someone has your same name.
Yeah.
And
I got caught with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
I did. I just bought a gun 3 months before I go in to buy a different one, a hunting rifle, and it comes back denied. And I find out there's some guy in Indiana some convicted felon in Indiana with the exact same name.
Oh, my goodness. But you know what? That happened with a woman that was sitting next to me, because they have the laptops and everything is connected. And what was really great at the range is that they understand that. So they worked with her to get, you know, to get the background check going and you know, get the correct name.
To make sure that she knows how to fill it out. And
exactly. Exactly.
Because if you're address is different than the one that they have on your ID. That can trip things up.
Exactly.
There's a lot of things you need
to
know.
If you have a typo, if you don't do something right. I mean, it's that sensitive.
Then there's the marijuana question.
Oh, yeah.
The pot question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which anybody with a medical marijuana card is technically not allowed to buy a firearm, legally.
Which is.
But, I mean, most people just don't bother to mention that, probably, when they or they lie about it on their 4473, like Hunter Biden did.
Well,
remember?
Yes. So, you know.
But, of course, if you're Hunter Biden, there are no consequences for that. If you
exactly.
or I did it, we'd get a knock on the door from law enforcement. No doubt about it. All right. I just want to update you on that story. The bottom of the hour, we'll get to Stephen Rabb and talk more about what's at stake in Georgia. The Democrats already have their basically a tie. One more vote would allow them pretty extraordinary powers when it comes to judges, specifically in the Senate. And that's kind of what's on the line in Georgia with that election today. We're going to get to all that and more. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show on St. Louis Home for Conservative Talk, 97.1 FM Talk.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Asked if there was any connection to a 7 p.m. LGBTQ plus drag show in the city of Southern Pines on Saturday, the Moore County Sheriff said, quote, "It is possible, yes. Anything is possible, but we have not been able to tie anything back to the drag show."
CNN on the power outage in North Carolina, desperate to connect it somehow to some anti-LGBTQ issue, because in some local town that was affected by the power outage, apparently there was a drag show scheduled that night. So, Sheriff, could it possibly have been someone trying to turn the lights out on the LGBTQ community? He goes, well, anything's possible, but we don't have any evidence of that. Could it have been aliens? I mean, that should have been the follow-up question. Could aliens have come down from space and fired lasers into these two substations 10 miles apart to turn power out to a big section of North Carolina? Is that possible?
Surprised they didn't blame Trump.
Anything's possible. Maybe Donald Trump did it. I'm surprised they didn't bring that up.
Yes.
It's just
exactly.
Silly season. I watched mainstream news coverage of it this morning. To my knowledge, unless there's something I'm missing here, there's zero evidence that this is terrorism related. I called this the other day, and I'm still hedging my bets on this. This is a group of good old boys. One of them got his power cut off for not paying his bill, and they decided to go target shooting at the local substation. I could be wrong.
Never know. But it sounds like it could be.
But why would you, unless there's some military facility that's affected by this that I'm unaware of in the middle of North Carolina, I know there's some down near the coast. What's the motive for a terrorist to take out two substations in the middle of North Carolina? Wouldn't you pick Washington, D.C. or somewhere bigger like that?
You would think so, yeah.
None of it makes any sense. And meanwhile, ABC and CNN and the mainstream media are focusing on that. And they're ignoring the huge controversy released in these Twitter files, right? The conspiracy that's taken place here. And you don't have to take my word for it. I'm a conservative talk show host. I get that. You know where I'm coming from. Yeah, that's never going to be a surprise. This is a huge story. We were covering it in October of 2020 when the mainstream media was ignoring it. And we were all conspiracy theorists back then. Remember that? And why did it take 2 years for us to, and if Elon Musk hadn't bought Twitter, we still wouldn't know it. Why did it take 2 years to unveil this? But there's a bigger story here. And you don't have to take the word of Mark Cox, talk show host at 971 FM Talk. Why don't you take the word of Jonathan Turley, a law professor who's been all over the place, been all kinds of hearings on Capitol Hill. This is what Jonathan Turley says the mainstream media is missing about this story. They still, for the most part, won't report on this. Listen.
But it's like an alternative universe when you go to some of these other sites. And the one thing they don't want to talk about is what's on the computer. Some of them are admitting now it's authentic, but that means the emails are authentic, which means that there was a multi-million dollar influence peddling scheme by the Biden family. And that's the one thing that Washington does not want to discuss.
Wow.
A multi-million dollar influence peddling scheme by the Biden family. That's always been what this is about. It's not about Hunter Biden being the pervert that he is, based on some of the videos that were on that laptop. It's about the trove of emails and voicemails that spell out the relationship he had with bad foreign actors. The Chinese Communist government, oligarchs in Russia, who we've now tried to all cut off financially, were sending millions of dollars to Hunter Biden and his corporation. And the big guy. Who was the big guy again? That's what they want to ignore. If you accept the fact that the laptop is real, you have to wrap your brain around the fact that all of the emails in the laptop are real, too. And that's why the mainstream media doesn't want to touch the story. That's why it took CBS News as a journalistic organization 785 days to confirm the authenticity of Hunter Biden's laptop. Oh, it's real. Well, guess what? So is the money laundering scheme by the Biden family is real as well. So hopefully that gets investigated when Republicans take over the House. All right, coming up, we're going to talk more about the Georgia runoff race. It's the last day. That's right after the break. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
These woke, high IQ stupid people, they walk around with Ziploc bags of kale that they can eat to give them energy. Now, if you want to eat kale, that's up to you. I don't eat kale. You know why? Because kale tastes to me like I'd rather be fat. Did I mention I want you to go vote? Look at it this way, folks. If dead people can do it, so can you. God bless you.
Senator Kennedy, man, he ought to be in Chicago preaching that, right? Where all the dead people vote up there. That's funny. Good stuff. Man. But he was in Georgia trying to help out Herschel Walker. Huge turnout down there so far in a state that I was told was Jim Crow 2.0, where they were going to crush your ability to vote. And they've had record turnout the last couple elections since that law passed. And they moved the All-Star game to Colorado, whose laws were more restrictive than the new one in Georgia. Does anybody remember that? I don't think we mention that often enough. Hey, Stephen Rabb, my guest right now, he is an author of a book called The Founder's Speech to a Nation in Crisis, and he's been taking a look at this race down in Georgia. Stephen, welcome back.
Good morning, Mark. Yeah, I've been looking at it from up close and personal because I'm in Georgia. I live here, and I actually tried to vote on Friday. I had a 2.5-hour wait if I wanted to vote on Friday, so I gave up, and I will be voting in about an hour from now. Well, I'll be getting in line an hour from now, and I'll be voting 3 hours from now. So that's the status of Georgia right there.
Wow. So you tried to vote early and the line was so long you just decided you waited till today, and you're still going to face a line.
I'm still going to face a line, and that's okay. I mean, I'll hang in there as long as it takes, and so will a lot of folks who are just determined to push Herschel across the line. This is the day that we can keep the Senate at 50-50, which a lot of people don't realize just how important that is, that we do keep the Senate 50-50, because all the judicial nominations that come through the Senate, that's just one of the pieces, but we will have an effect on that and can slow down those far left nominations of judicial nominees. The other piece of that, which is we barely held on this past session with Manchin and Sinema, kind of holding the fort on a couple of wild left proposals, that if those come back and it's 51, we could, from the filibuster to the far left voting laws that they'd like to create federally, if they're able to do those types of things, then we're going to be in trouble as a country. Well, we are in trouble as a country. It's going to go from bad to worse, is probably what I'd say.
No, I couldn't agree more. I mean, they could importantly, with 51 votes, change some of the rules in the Senate too, right?
Correct.
Like about cloture and all that.
That is correct. Plus, currently we have a deal in the committees in which we share power. We have an equal number of Republican and Democrats on committees. That's huge. If we lose today, this vote, they will have two more members on each committee than the Republicans have. That means a lot of the wild things can come out of committee and get to the floor, and we don't want that either. So, yeah, there's a lot of reasons to stand up today and vote if you're in Georgia. So I certainly am, and I hope anybody else in Georgia is going to join me at that poll. If it takes 5 hours, we will wait.
Well, good. Stephen Rabb is my guest. You know, Stephen, I have to ask you then, as a resident of Georgia, who were the people, roughly 200,000 people who decided to vote for Brian Kemp but didn't also circle in the name of Herschel Walker down below? They obviously just chose not to vote in the Senate race.
Well, that's right. So we have a pretty big burbs here, and there are a lot of folks in Georgia, and this is what makes us a little purple at times, is that they have a hard time with Trump. And so the fact that Trump and Herschel are together means that they would typically vote for Republicans. And if it was a more traditional Republican, they would probably vote for him. But they wouldn't this time because they felt like it was Herschel on one part and some of his past issues, along with the Trump connection, is what threw some people off. When you just let Georgia be Georgia, we do what we did with Kemp, and we win by 8 or 9 points, and we are truly a red state. But there's no doubt that there's a lot of folks here who just have a hard time with Trump, and it's particularly, I think, women in the burbs is what I've read, is that this is really a lot of folks in the burbs that just do not have that comfort level with Trump, and so they disdain or abstain from voting for the Republican, and that's we can't afford that today.
Yeah, there's some disdain going on there too, I think.
Yeah, that's too,
probably
exactly
probably
right.
The right word. So, Stephen, I have to mention, because I'll tell you, I've downloaded your book. I've started it. I haven't gotten very far into it so far, but I love what you're doing with this. So many people refer to our founding fathers and the geniuses that they were and how they put this country together. You went back to kind of speculate on how they might respond if they were to come back today and find out the mess we've made of this.
Well, that's right. But the speculation was just, well, which of their words would they say? What would they actually say if they visited this country right now and then together had to write one speech to America? So I took a couple years and curated their actual words. So it's not what I think they would say, it's what they actually said about these topics. And the topics are the topics we deal with every day, right? They're free speech, their faith, their family. They are about who we are as American. The book is as much about our ethos as a country and our culture and what we are as Americans as it is about the policies and the issues and the tyranny that they fought against and that we see every day here in America. And it's the number one book on the founding of America right now, which I'm thrilled about.
Yeah.
And people love it. And And if you want to learn more about it, you can go to thefoundersusa.com and learn more there. But yeah, I'm really glad you're enjoying it and getting into it, because I think it means a lot to people.
Well, it does. I mean, it's fascinating, because most of us aren't going to spend a couple of years, as you did, researching their actual words. We're just not going to do that. This kind of puts those words in one spot in relation to very topical issues today, including the Second Amendment, right?
Well, that's right, and that's one of the elements of in the tyranny chapter is what are all the things that we face that are tyrannical, and one of them is the government taking the ability of an individual to defend themselves away from them by removing their guns. That is tyranny, and the founders are very clear on that. They're clear on runaway debt. They talk extensively about a nation and its debt and what that means to a country. So topics that you would never have thought they would touch on, they hit right on. And that's why I wrote the book, because I felt like we need to be reminded as a people of what this country was founded upon. What are the principles, who we are as Americans?
Yeah, very true. Stephen Rabb, the book is The Founder's Speech to a Nation in Crisis, What the Founders Would Say to America Today. Sounds like a great stocking stuffer, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And so, yeah, you can get a stocking stuffer. But honestly, I just want people to understand the founding principles of this country. That's why the book is out there. And if you buy it for yourself or for someone else, I hope you love it.
Well, thank you again for your time, Stephen. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. Talk to you again soon. Boy, that would be a great gift idea if you're looking for a book for someone, because it's fascinating as he describes these gentlemen walking back into Freedom Hall there in Philadelphia, which has been preserved pretty much like it looked back in the day. And they're impressed by that, but not by a whole lot else that they see going on these days. So as I have just started to get into the book, but I hope you'll consider taking a look at it. You can find it on Amazon, The Founder's Speech to the Nation in Crisis. Hey, quick break here. We'll be back in just a minute. By the way, John Mozeliak made some comments regarding the Cardinals at those winter meetings and what they're hoping to do in terms of a catcher and all that. We'll play a little bit of that for you when we come back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Where the air gets cold, there's a
Well, happy St. Nicholas Day, which Carl just told me about.
Yeah, St. Nicholas Day. If you put your stockings out today, St. Nicholas would have put something in them.
Really? Well, I guess I missed that. That lump of coal will have to come next year.
Should have done that last night.
Oh, I see.
There are told a couple you about it yesterday.
Stockings hanging on the chimney. I'll check them when I get home. It's a good idea. Hey, you know our friends down the hall at Mike Claiborne and Matt Pauly, who work for our sister station, KMOX, have been out at the winter meetings in San Diego. That sounds like a good place to be if you're only visiting. I could never live in California. But if you're just visiting the crazy state of California, it's warm, usually. There's an ocean, and they're in San Diego. So anyway, they had a chance to talk to John Mozeliak about the winter meetings and what they're looking for, and you know what they're looking for, and that's a catcher. Who's got some pretty big shoes to fill. They got some exclusive sound with Mo because he was the only one. They're the only ones out there other than a few print reporters. They were the only ones out there with a microphone. I wanted you to hear a little bit of this. Hang on.
Whoever we end up getting, I mean, that's a tough role to jump into, right? I mean, like, Yachty was an exceptional player, one of the most respected players to wear the birds on the bat, and, you know, over the last two decades. And so we've looked at this as like personality, you know, talent, skill, all those little factors that go into it that, you know, that we hope we can identify someone that can do that seamlessly, but still be true to themselves and, you know, not trying to chase who Yachty was. It's a lot of pressure for an individual.
You think? Yeah, that's true. So they are looking actively at somebody that could fill that role. And then he just had some general thoughts. It apparently feels pretty good on where they are at shortstop, and he feels good about the team.
Yeah, it's been kind of a long day, just meeting with a ton of agents, trying to like sort some stuff out. But, you know, look, we've made it very clear that, you know, our hope is to try to land a catcher when we're out here. And there's some other things that we're still looking to do. I think the biggest, you know, decision for us is going to be like, you know, how do we obtain it? Is it free agency? Is it trade? And, you know, we're just trying to maintain some level of keeping things alive until we determine what we think's the most ideal fit for us. But, you know, today was trying to get a better sense of that landscape. I do think, as you guys probably saw, there's things starting to move, and I would imagine throughout this week you're gonna have a lot more activity here, people signing and being traded and so forth. So, you know, for us, it's just, you know, trying to make sure we're kind of on it.
All right, there you have it. Pitchers and catchers report in February, so you've got that to look forward to. If you're, you know, worried about the Blues, right, Carl?
I will be there Thursday.
Yes, you will. They got to get that straightened out. Maybe Mozeliak can pick up somebody for the Blues while he's down there. Who knows? I don't know. Hey, by the way, one soundbite I haven't gotten to today, and I'm at the risk of sounding like Reardon and getting to a soundbite of the day here right at the end of the show, and not that there's anything wrong with that. I just don't have that. I don't normally do this, but I've been playing this as part of the short list all morning and never got around to playing the actual bite, and I wanted you to hear it. Josh Hawley absolutely hammered DHS Secretary Mayorkas yesterday, because remember, he's got this disinformation board he wants to put together to put the clamps down on information he doesn't like. Carl, go to cut number 13 for me, please.
If your intent was to combat misinformation online or in the government, why on God's green earth would you nominate someone who is a human geyser of misinformation?
Senator, I am ultimately responsible for the hiring of Ms. Jankiewicz to be the executive director of the Disinformation Governance Board. In my capacity as the secretary,
why did you choose her?
I bear responsibility for that. I understand that she is an expert in disinformation.
Yes, indeed, spreading it.
And she will have an obligation to execute her responsibilities in a nonpartisan way.
Were you aware of these? Were you aware of this information when you chose her? Everything I've just shown you?
I was not.
How could you not be? Did you do any research on her?
Senator, I will not discuss the internal workings of the hiring process.
You won't?
Because Hawley presented him with all these tweets the woman had made saying horrible things about Donald Trump and all this, and they were about to install her as the disinformation czar for DHS. And Mayorkas was unaware of any of that, but didn't want to talk about his hiring practices. People, be very afraid for who's in charge of your government right now, please.
Yes.
Hey, have a great Tuesday. Kill Meade is up next. And by the way, it's going to be here Friday night. It's sold out. Sorry to tell you. That's going to be a great time. Hey, have a great Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.